Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, boys and girls, men's and women's, all over the world. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who delivered those burgers to the White House this week.
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers. That was me. I'm that guy. I delivered the hamburgers to the White House.
Were they just the boxes? Because I'm sure you ate a few.
I don't know. Dude, we got to get into that in the body of the show. The Alabama Crismatide, won the Super Bowl?
Take that back. I don't watch college football, but I know it's not Alabama.
It wasn't? Who was it?
It was Clemson.
The Kentucky Clemsons?
Yes. I don't even know where Clemson's at. Ohio?
I have no idea. Yeah. That's not my...
Where were Clemson at?
Well, they won something.
Yeah.
And then the people went over to the White House.
Yeah.
And had dinners.
And yeah. Whatnot.
Yeah, we'll get into that in the body of the show. But welcome everybody to Fat Guy Radio Show. We're back for another Wednesday special, and we are on Wednesday night just to interrupt Jim Amato's Modern Family Watching.
And Ashley King's parenting time.
Oh, well, no one needs to parent.
She said she was off the Facebook. Ashley King said she was just about to give her little rapscallion, her words, not mine, a bath. She goes, parenting goes out the window now.
Kids don't need baths.
No, really they don't.
And is it a little boy? Does she have a little boy?
I believe she does.
Okay, let me tell you, Ashley, what you do with your kid while Fat Guy Radio Show is on. You put him out back with the water hose, you know what I'm saying? And a little bit of car wash soap. Dawn. Yep. Dawn dish soap. It ain't just for the little ducks to clean the oil off of them. You put your little boy out in the backyard with the water hose. And a half a bottle of Dawn, and by the time this show is over, he'll be squeaky clean. You know how in the commercials, you put a little drop of Dawn in the sink, you put all the dishes, and then the water drains out, and the dishes are cleaned. It's the same thing with the little boy.
But that's kind of irresponsible, too. It's cold outside, you do need a space heater around the water.
Very true. No, she don't need a space heater around the water because she has two boys, so body warm. Clean and body warm.
Even better, two boys. This is where you get science involved, Ashley. This is where you get science involved. Back in the olden days, they used to go down to the creek and they take their clothes and they beat them up against the rock to get them clean.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just get the water hose, a half a bottle of Dawn, and just let your sons just run into each other. Knock the dirt off each other.
I thought you were going to say beat the kids with the hose.
No. Ashley's got to be watching us.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
This is where we're turning. She's going on auto parent.
Got it.
We are community building here, ladies and gentlemen.
All the way where Clemson is in the state of Oklahoma.
Clemson Tide won.
But that's the Bearcats.
Meerkats?
Yeah.
Oh. Honey
Badger. The Clemson Timones.
When I was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Is that Star Wars? I ran through the savannah, man, and feathered the thing. Are you serious right now?
Did he?
DA? Really? Wow. You don't know where when I was a young warthog? You don't know where that's from?
Nope.
Warthog. Meerkats.
The wild? The jungle? Safaris? What? Africa?
Warthogs, Meerkats,
Lion King.
There you go.
Jesus. We on fire. That's not what we're here for today. Boys, you know, 2018 is gone. It didn't kill off a whole lot of people, but don't worry, Betty White's still alive. As well as Dick Van Dyke. Here's the thing. What do you think was the number one picture on Instagram that received the most likes in 2018? The number one picture on Instagram that received the most likes in 2018. This is when I wish I had the Jeopardy think song.
Oh, man. 2018.
That was just
days ago. I'm going to go with the Pikachu meme.
The Pikachu meme? What was the Pikachu meme?
It's a picture of Pikachu with like this shock face. Watching on Vimeo, you need to go watch so you can see this Pikachu face, especially because I ain't got no glasses.
Yeah. Pikachu face. I don't remember seeing the Pikachu face.
Yeah, it's a Pikachu meme. Like Pikachu looking shocked.
Ah.
So like everything was like, oh, I said this and me, also me.
DA, what do you think was the...
I would say a random picture of Beyonce. She breaks the internet every time she posts stuff.
It wasn't Beyonce, and it wasn't Pikachu.
What was it?
You don't have any other guess?
Because it's not a meme. Memes don't get as much love outside of those random Instagram.
And then I was going to say an egg, but that happened this year, right?
An egg?
Yeah, because that was something going around. I heard about.
Mm. I'm going to say something with Amazon.
Sorry, DA, you're wrong. DTA, it was the egg.
That happened this year.
An egg, according to our friends at ABC15 on Instagram, at ABC15 Arizona, the most liked Instagram pic was an egg. It unseated Kylie Jenner's picture of her daughter.
Yeah.
That was the second most liked picture on Instagram in 2018. The world record egg, a photo of a simple brown egg. Listen to me, America and the world. An egg. E-G-G. Egg. Can you say egg? I know you can.
Ego.
Egg.
Has more than 27 million likes, surpassing Kylie Jenner's post of a photo of her child, which garnered 18 million likes last year. An egg.
That's incorrect. It currently has 46 million likes.
Right. We're still talking about the same egg.
Yeah, it's a brown egg.
I thought that was going on this year. I didn't know that stemmed from last year. Wow.
Hold on a minute. So how many likes did you say it had, DA?
46,516,000.
And what is it a picture of again?
It's a brown egg. Oh, yeah, I don't know if they could see that.
An egg. Not just the regular egg, a brown egg.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. That's one sexy egg.
Okay. Am I the only one? Now, I saw this on Instagram, and I commented on Instagram, and my comment on Instagram, on ABC15 Arizona's Instagram page, I simply said, we are doomed as a society. An egg garnered the attention of most of Instagram.
You're looking at this the wrong way.
Yeah.
Most people eat eggs. I would like an egg.
But the whole reason why that's become the most liked picture was because Kylie Jenner had the most liked picture, and someone wanted to troll her and said, hey, let's get this egg liked more than her picture so that it will win.
Okay, so someone who has absolutely nothing to offer the world was unseated by something that has nothing to offer the world.
Whoa, 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 yeah, whoa.
Don't talk about eggs.
Eggs
like
are
that.
A great source of protein.
Yep.
and calcium.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
They have a lot to offer the world.
Okay.
When you are broke, you can get 5 dozen eggs for $8.75 from the frizz.
And you can eat a lot with eggs.
Okay.
Eggs make brownies.
Eggs can go
on chicken. Yeah, they can go on chicken to bathe them in the chicken before you you put the flour on.
You can poach
them.
You can make a hollandaise sauce out of eggs.
You can make an
omelet. You can use eggs for coleslaw. You can make mayonnaise with eggs. You can also make a frittata.
Hey, you can also just crack the eggs in a cup and drink it like Rocky.
We are talking about...
You can egg a house.
An egg.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The most versatile food.
We decided to take someone... Mm-hmm. And unseat her with an egg.
You know what's ironic about this? Kylie Jenner has eggs.
She
if
does.
If there is anything in the culinary world that I would think would be better, it would not be an egg.
I'm just saying, hey, I'm just saying, the egg is the king of breakfast.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It's the king of B&B.
Over bacon.
Exactly.
It's eggs over bacon.
Eggs really. Over bacon.
We are talking about an egg.
What would you give over an egg?
Yeah.
What in the culinary world.
In the culinary world. I got it. Butter.
Butter.
Okay.
Maybe better.
Okay.
Than an egg.
I'll give you that.
But
you can have weed infused butter.
Yes.
You can have weed infused eggs.
I haven't seen it yet.
You just put some weed on top of your eggs, scramble it
you
up.
You can use butter as lube.
So... Capricot Photography at Capricotti Photography replied back to me. He said, he says, sir, if anything, we have evolved as a society.
Yep.
Okay. So to which I replied to him one word, egg. We are captivated. We were captivated by an egg. That's the sign of an evolved society.
We evolved enough to troll. Troll is an evolution.
So we trolled a troll with
an egg.
An egg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We egged her out, actually.
Yeah, we egged Kylie Jenner.
We are literally talking about an egg.
On the show, too. You see how much that egg spread?
This is excellent.
Oh. All that for that. Fat Guy Radio Show.
Nothing. Nothing.
You're the Spider-Man from YouTube.
I'm not.
You were on the ceiling.
No, I wasn't. Ned, what are you doing in my room?
You may let me in. You said we're going to finish a Death Star.
You can't just bust into my room.
Oh, she doesn't know.
Nobody knows. Well, I mean, Mr. Stark knows because he made my suit, but that's it.
Was Tony Stark made you that? Are you an Avenger?
Yeah, basically. You can't tell anybody about this. You gotta keep it a secret.
Well, secret why?
You know what she's like. If she finds out people try and kill me every single night, she's not going to let me do this anymore. Come on, Ned, please.
Okay. I'll level with you. I don't think I can keep this a secret. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, Peter.
May cannot know. I cannot do that to her right now. You know? And everything that's happened with her, I... Please.
Okay.
Just swear it, okay?
I swear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is happening.
Can I try the suit on?
No.
How does it work? Is it magnets? How do you shoot the string?
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics. This is a Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
Who, me?
Doug the D.A. Andrew. And DJ Lil D will be in shortly, hopefully, if he makes it through security. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our good friends at Target. Free two-day shipping for hundreds of thousands of items on orders of $35 or more. Or free same-day in-store pickup from any Target close to you. Plus, free and easy returns. You can also save 5% every day with your Target Red Card. Target makes it easy for you, your family, and friends. Visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target or click the Target banner on our website. Low prices, the hottest deals, and Target exclusives start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. And we thank you. Well, yeah, we don't need that level monitor. Hey, boys, it's another show. I'm tired and I'm a little cranky, but that's okay.
You're always cranky, though.
That's true.
Not always tired, but you're always cranky.
I'm not always cranky pants. Yeah. I'm just a little tired, a little out of sorts tonight.
You're moody.
I wouldn't classify myself as moody. I would classify myself as a focused individual.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Focus.
Like Adderall focused.
Anal retentively focused.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Anal.
Thank you, ADD. It's a fun-filled Fat Guy Radio Show. The internet this week has blown my mind.
What happened?
It literally has blown my mind. There have been so many things that are ranging from dog cameras.
What?
Dog cameras to babies. Dog cameras to babies. Now, animal lovers, pay attention because you're going to love this new thing. Have you heard of this thing called Furbo Dog Camera?
No.
The Furbo Dog Camera.
Furbo.
Furby?
It lets you see, talk, and toss treats to your dog even when you're not home.
Actually, I think I've seen that. It looks like a big old iPad that's on the wall.
No.
And you can like face chat with your dog.
You can. It's not an iPad. It's like a cylinder that you load treats in the top, and then the treats fire out of one hole, and the other hole is the camera.
Hey, that sounds familiar. So,
I got all kind of treats in my hole.
Hey, that was my Saturday night.
So you get this Furbo dog camera, and if your dog barks, the camera sends you a text message to let you know your dog is barking. And then you go through the text message on your phone. You open up the camera.
Yeah.
And you see why your dog is barking.
You know what's funny? We have all this technology and I still don't think we went to the moon. But I'm steadily believing it. Like, yo, like, what's the purpose of that?
I mean, it's a dog barking camera that throws treats. And if your dog is barking.
Yeah.
And you want to calm the dog down.
Yeah.
You push the little treat launcher. And a treat comes flying out the dog barking machine.
Yo, what? So I've never had a dog, but they're smart. And wouldn't they just keep barking to get more treats?
Yeah. Now this is a great invention. And I'm only saying it's a great invention because it's available at Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Through FatGuyRadioShow.com. Now, anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice and they want to get themselves a Furbo dog camera, please use the Amazon link. But this trips me out. We have gotten to the point where we are now coddling our pets, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, there was a day back in the day, back when I was a young warthog, your dog would wait until you got home and then you would give them the treats and spend time with them and stuff like that. This just completely negates all of that. Now you can have a machine do it.
It's basically the dog texting you saying, hey, give me a treat.
It's the dog texting machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That lets you know he wants a treat or something is wrong. And you can fire a treat out the dog machine.
At the dog hole.
Your dog hole will shoot out a treat.
Yeah, that's not That's not cool.
No, I don't like this because, like DA said, the dog could have started abusing it. Now, like, you know what we should do? Like, I'm actually going to buy one because, okay. Because I feel like on the horizon, there might be something happening in my life fairly soon. Where I might need this.
Oh no!
And so
is he announcing an engagement?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Nah,
you're getting a dog? Please tell me you're getting a dog.
Nah, there might be a little crawling detail coming around.
Oh shoot!
Wait, what?
So
wait, what?
Is this a baby announcement?
No.
Is there a balloon? Is there something that we
let's just say someone had a dream of fishes. All right, and
is there any reason for someone to have a dream of fishes? I dream of fish all the time. That don't mean nothing.
I dream of fish too, and I dream of genie. But I'm just saying.
I think DJ's trolling.
I think I really hope and pray to God he's trolling. It's like off of Scooby
Doo when Thelma loses her glasses. I pray to
baby Jesus he is trolling right now
because I can't picture him with a kid.
No, I'm just saying, and then so I'm gonna get this so that when the little dust baby is in the. It starts crying. Like I can look at it, get a text message, and I can just shoot treats into the
shoot the treats out into the
playpen. Yeah,
shoot treats out at this alleged baby you's about to.
Who
have.
Did you knock up?
Please get to the bottom of this. What are you? You have completely derailed the entire show with this.
It sounds like you already got to the bottom
of
something.
This is not funny anymore.
What? I'm having fun. It's
no
kind of funny.
No, there are reasons that I will not mention that this scares the dog.
I know why. Because if it's true, then he gonna leave the show.
You know what, Lil D? You just ain't got no coof. You ain't got no coof whatsoever. That's why there's a big ass light stand in your camera.
What's a coof?
I know. What is a coof? I know what a koofy is. I don't know what a koof is.
I know what a koof is. I'm rather itchy, and I don't know what a
this
koof
scares
is.
The crap out of me right now. I am nervous, extremely nervous. Right
I'm
now.
Not. I hope it's twins.
It looks like we're up on a break though. So.
I hope it's triplets. Congrats on a broke
your BPS. You, DA, you hope it's twins. Little D, you hope it's triplets.
Yep.
I hope it's a miscarriage. All right, let's go to break. And after this break, ladies and gentlemen, more weird things that I have discovered on the internet. In the vein of babies, there's babies flying all over the world.
And didn't we start with a dog?
Yeah, now we're going to go to babies. Yeah, because, hey, DA, don't worry about it. Babies is flying out of cars, and they running down Minnesota streets all by themselves. We got video, ladies and gentlemen, so if you're streaming the show live, you're in for a treat. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. My bed, I was dreaming, but I should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go, go. Leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss it.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze. Wake me up
before you go, go. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the aforementioned Amazon. We love our relationship with Amazon, folks. Amazon, the online shopping from the Earth's biggest selection of books, magazines, music, DVDs, videos, electronics, computers, software, apparel and accessories, shoes and more. And for our Fatnatics, you can save $15 on an Echo Input, save $30 on Echo Dot Kids Edition, save $25 on an Echo Second Generation, and save $25 on Anchor Soundcore Spirit Bluetooth headphones. If you want it, you can get it at Amazon through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Keep your new year bright by making online shopping the easiest it can be. Amazon, the number one way we power Fat Guy Radio Show. Click the Amazon banner today at FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we welcome everybody back to the show.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay. So as we continue on the vein of things that the internet has confused me, DA, did you hear anything about the little baby that got loose in the streets of, I want to say, Minnesota? Mm-mm. I want to say that it's Minnesota.
No. Nope.
Well, the baby was found by a bus driver.
Dang. What?
Yeah. So we have video. So DA, do that thing I told you about. Hide in the comments so you can see the video
in the show.
We're going to put some video up on the screen here for those of you that are streaming the show live. And I'm going to do my best to explain it to you. This is going to be pretty visual for those of you that are consuming the show audio-wise. But what we're looking at is a video of a bus driver, courtesy of the AP, driving down Milwaukee. And she sees a baby on the side of the road in a little red onesie. And these cameras are camera shots that are mounted on the side of the bus.
Look at the baby gone.
Just a little kid just running around the city of Milwaukee. And this was happened on December 22nd, 2018. So, of course, the bus driver is seen getting out of the bus and runs across a couple of lanes of traffic to go over and pretty much scoop up this little unattended baby. And she carries the baby back to the bus. It was, from what we were told, according to reports, it was 25 degrees.
Goodness.
Outside.
And that baby ain't got no shoes or nothing on?
No shoes on. All it had was a little onesie. There's a lady that was on the bus as a passenger that takes a jacket over to the little nigglet. And then, of course, you know, they called the authorities and everybody come. And they, you know, take the baby. The baby fell asleep. We're looking at the video. The baby fell asleep in the lap of the bus driver, and the bus driver turned the baby over to authorities, and the authorities reunited the baby with baby's parents.
Question: do we happen to know the gender of the baby, the sex of this baby?
They are saying, I'm looking up now, that it was a little boy.
Oh, thank God.
It was what? Oh, thank God. 19 months old.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, because if it was a little girl and R. Kelly, I scooped that baby up. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was wondering where you were going, and I should have assumed it was going there. They got a studio in Chicago.
Bro, thank God that baby was a boy, and thank God that bus driver was white. Like, God was working miracles that day.
Let that bitch Chicago.
Right over Chicago.
Chicago.
Best cooking I've ever had. Oh, baby. I see you walking.
You can't see.
I'm going to scoop you. I can't see. The glasses.
Dude, you see that?
That bothers me, being a father of a young child like that. That baby, for one, didn't have long sleeves on, at least.
Had a onesie on.
No shoes.
No shoes.
Where were the parents? Did they find?
According to reports, the child went missing after officials believe her mother had a mental health crisis.
Oh, man.
What classifies as a mental health crisis? I know not. I'm having a mental health crisis right now.
That was a mental health crisis.
Now, here's the begging question.
What's that?
Should the mother be brought up on charges?
Yes, for reckless endangerment.
No, here's the better question.
Child neglect.
Shouldn't a baby get taken away to CPS, not returned back to the parents?
If the parents being brought up on charges, automatically goes to CPS.
Yeah, without fault. Yeah.
So, true. I mean,
let's play devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
She did have a mental health crisis, whatever the hell that means,
mm-hmm.
and the baby just 19 months old, that's high enough to get to the latch on the door, opens up the door and goes out.
Yeah.
There's been reports where babies have gotten out of the house while the parents have been sleeping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So let's give her the benefit of the doubt that was happened. If that's the case,
she's mentally unstable.
And maybe the baby was going to get some help.
The baby was walking to her therapist.
Y'all laughing.
The baby was walking to the therapist's office to bring him home for mommy.
Mommy's tripping again. I need to get out of here.
It's a baby. It's not Lassie. Babies
are smart, man.
Little Timmy was trapped in a well, and the baby went and got the help.
Yep. Yeah, but also Uncle Scrooge took all of little Tim's little toys too. So you know what I mean?
Tit for tit.
You know what I'm saying? It could happen either way. But I don't understand how any type of parent can actually at any point, whether you're having a mental health crisis,
mm-hmm.
and I say that with finger quotations, lose track of your baby.
Yeah. Well, I know that if I get too drunk and I don't want to drive home, I hope Dante takes the wheel for me.
Yeah.
Like, he going to be 19 months old. Like, hey, Dante, I know you're a newborn. I'm going to need you to take the wheel.
How you got a 19-month-old newborn?
Hey.
Well, driving drunk with it too.
My pull-out game ain't strong.
Clearly.
But my shrimmers is.
If you have three, you got
three. Hey, Louis, Stewie, and Doug.
They can all take the wheel.
Huh?
Whatever, what? Buddy.
I need Jesus to take the wheel. I need you to stop talking about having a kid right now.
I can't stop because it's happening. Like the wheels are in motion.
Wait till you get to the show to break this news?
Because I thought it would be great entertainment to let everyone know and share with my... I just found out today.
And have my world just completely crumble live on air?
You see what's happening, right?
I mean...
It's like, remember, you know, Puff Daddy, when he had Mace, that he had Notorious B.I.G., those main sidekicks, and they both left. Well, Lip and you.
Well, he had Notorious B.I.G., then he had Mace, and one was murdered.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of...
and then one found Jesus. I'm just having a kid. I ain't going nowhere.
It's just a baby. That's it's what new. The I know.
Said.
Beautiful.
That's what Doug, the last
Doug,
one said.
Doug got a baby, and no one's talking about him. He's still here.
Doug had a baby before he even got here.
Yeah,
we different. Invited him in because he had a baby. You know my track record, and you know my insecurity levels with anyone that operates in that chair when they have a kid.
Speak on it.
Well, I'm not anyone. Corey, how many times have my car broken down and I still showed up?
It's not
How many times? I have no glasses. I am blind right now, and I'm here producing the show.
Not a kid.
If I have a kid, nothing's going to change. Woman, you better suck it up. It is one night out of the week.
She should have did that already. She clicked it and doing that. She should have sucked it up before.
You're right. Spitters is quitter, but I don't pull out because pull out is quitter too.
You know? You said you invited me here just because I had a kid. So if I didn't have a kid, I wouldn't be here?
This is not about you.
Oh, we get real right
this
here.
This is not about you. This is about an insecurity that I have, and I am traumatized right now, and no one seems to get that.
I'm sorry.
I get it. I just don't care.
What does the baby do?
Well, I just found out she's like, I don't even know how many months pregnant. She just told me today.
So it'll be like September, October.
Something.
This
like
has got to be a joke. You're joking, right?
No.
It's not April yet, so it's not April Fools.
Yeah. Why would I just make this
you
up?
You know what that means? That means no more bro trips. So who you go? You got VRDA now after that.
There wasn't any more bro trips anyway.
Yeah, so that last trip.
There's going to be no
bad.
Silence driving. Well, it could be because you're going to be by yourself. You're going to be by yourself driving to San Diego.
Actually, I was. So you know how I blew up on you in the car because you took the wrong turn?
He blew up on him.
Yeah, that was the reason why.
Well, so I was in a car with someone and I blew up on her because she couldn't take the right turn. And.
This you decided to put a baby in her?
No, this person told me I was emotionally abusive.
And she's still having your baby.
Yep.
It's not her.
Oh.
So you ride around with another woman while your baby... Oh, you black as hell,
nah. Play it right there.
Nah.
So you hit both of them?
Nah.
That's
the
side one? Nah. Dang, R. Kelly.
Oh, so he's having a baby.
Corey is really distraught, too.
I hit nobody.
I ain't hit nobody. That's where twins come in.
Immaculate Conception. You ain't got proof? You ain't got proof.
He ain't did it.
It wasn't me. It wasn't Shaggy. Me. Yep. I'm claiming it all day.
You better not bring your baby mama up here while she's still pregnant. Because Corey got this look in his eye like he's been watching Lifetime.
I am. You know what? As the host of the show, I am completely lost for words right now.
You see it?
I am completely lost for words, and I am literally sick to my stomach.
Over a baby.
No, I'm sick to my stomach, not just because of the baby.
The baby that it's going to get married.
It's what's behind. It's what it's historical, irrefutable data.
Sex leads.
Well,
to
I have 21 days.
I'll pay for it.
I have 21 days, and then I'll be the 30. So then I can do the dirty.
Hey, did you just hear what he said? I thought he said he'll pay for it.
Yeah, you repeated it too.
Well, I'll ask her if she wants to do it. I'll let you pay for it.
Can he charge that on a credit card?
Would you consider that?
I mean, it's her body. Who am I to tell her what to do?
I'll tell her what to do.
True. What do you want, though? Do you want a kid?
Yeah. What do you want?
I can always adopt when I'm 50.
So you don't want one. You go.
It's whatever.
We've been sitting here.
They do change your world,
for
though.
Hours. Yeah, exactly. We've been sitting here for hours, and this bombshell comes when the mics go live.
You always told me before the show. Hold your nut.
He didn't know.
I didn't hold it this time.
In every sense of the word, you never, you didn't.
I forgot to this time. Sorry.
January 16th, 2019, 7:40 p.m. Arizona time. Oh. Write this down, ladies and gentlemen.
Disaster strike.
So, do you think the mama of this little baby that got loose on Milwaukee Road, should she be brought up on charges?
It depends. If she does have a history of mental illness, I think an investigation, which probably CPS does, needs to happen.
Okay, yeah. So when you got mental illness, I think that we should create a drug.
No, it just means you're unstable. She can't have a kid anymore because she's unstable.
Drugs are what's causing the mental illness.
But if you have a mental illness, we should create a drug that not only helps you with your mental illness, but at least turns off your sex drive.
I was going to say, don't say it. Nah.
Because people that are mentally crazy should not be producing children.
Like Trump.
Oh, and so this has nothing to do with the previous conversation we just had.
So he said you're mentally unstable.
I am not. It says it has nothing
to do. That was a good segue, Corey. I see what you did there.
I am getting as far the hell away from that conversation as possible, even though my next story has something to do with a baby.
How many babies
you got in this show?
Yeah, that's a lot of babies.
I don't know.
You're trying to set this one up for yourself.
I literally did, but if I don't talk about the babies, I got nothing else.
Your problem.
Baby RS.
This would be a 15-minute show.
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about the Trump hamburgers.
I want to get to that in segment three.
Oh.
Okay.
Kind of want to get to it now. Kind of want to go get in my car and go the hell home and call BDB Radio Network in the morning and tell them, hey, guys, we tried.
We gave it all we had.
Nothing's going to change.
Okay. I've heard that before, too.
I heard it all before. Hey,
I'm going to tell you this right now as I try to get away from this. Pay attention to the damn show. I'm going to say this before. I'm going to say this. If this is a joke, once the microphones go off, I am going to be even more upset.
Dang. So now you got a lot of pressure.
So if we key these mics down and you say, oh, it was all for the show, I'm going to be pissed. If you say, no, it wasn't all for the show, I just decided to break the news on the show, I'm still going to be pissed. So no matter what happens, at the end of this day, I am leaving Studio G pissed.
But hold on real quick. You're going to be even more pissed if he was lying, right?
I'm going to be more pissed when he lied because he put me through this S for nothing.
So keep lying. If it's not true, just keep lying. Yeah, just that keep way you're not pissed.
Hey, can I borrow your sonogram, bro?
Hey, no need. I already Googled it and sent it to you. Just in case you lying, bro.
Just in case I'm lying.
It'll be next year. This time next year, he's still going to play him lying. It'll be like, wait, it's way
She's 14 past. Months pregnant.
Yeah, bro. She's 18 months pregnant now.
And
man,
you know what's even funnier? Your hat looks like little sperms.
It's a spermy hat.
It is.
This is the baby show.
This is the baby show.
Teletubbies.
Boom.
Teletubbies.
You had all this news about babies.
I literally did. My next story is about a baby that fell out the back of a car.
The government shut down.
That's a sign.
That's all I got. You know, I need my Lady K. She's late into the show. She told me that she was going to be late in the show. I need my Lady K right now.
Well,
Lady K, if what I'm predicting happens, I'm coming, baby. I'm coming.
Literally. In more ways than one.
Literally. And there's going to be another baby.
No, it won't be another baby because I know where the nearest staircase is. That's all I'm saying.
I don't get it.
You'll find out later.
Okay.
You'll find out later.
I want to be anywhere else but here right now.
I want to be anywhere. I watch this new movie, right, like Click Your Heels, and then I think you go to Kansas. And then you won't be here no more.
No place like Rome.
There's no place like Rome.
There's no place like Rome.
So baby talk.
Shut the hell up with the baby talk. I got nothing now.
You actually got
all I
baby.
Got is baby news.
Okay, well, what happened when the baby fell out the car?
I don't know. It was another video.
No, but check this out.
Hey, did the second roll?
Let's just say that he is.
Can we not talk about this and go on to Trump's dinner?
We will. But let's just say he is.
But that's in the Thursday. We still got five minutes.
What if he asked you to be the godfather? Would you do it?
Absolutely not.
Would you bring him a gift at least?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't get him a gift?
I wouldn't support it whatsoever. Absolutely not.
Hey, Lady K off the Facebook said, I'm here, baby.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
Baby.
Hey, baby. Keyword, baby.
Baby.
She's talking to her baby.
Damn it. I wouldn't. Once you hear Afterburn in February, you will see that when I make my mind up about something, I make my mind up about something. Whether it's good, whether it's received well or not.
You should ask someone to sit on Afterbird too.
You know my ability to absolutely
I know. I personally love, but This is getting good, though.
So there's a machine that throws dog treats right out at your dog.
We covered that
dog,
one.
Dog treats at the dog?
The dog treats is... Get a dog treat.
How was it again? How was it again? One more time.
Do they jump in? Jump in the air like that coyote that got that cat?
How's the neighbor doing?
I need those coyotes back.
How was her cat?
Oh man!
Oh god! Oh wow! Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you hear that? This is the show running off the rails right here.
It's been off the rails
because the host has completely lost his composure.
Oh man!
What you got about Trump?
And the co-host loves it.
I know.
I'm just letting it keep rolling.
I'm entertained.
I'm not trying to stop it.
I'm sure.
It.
You know what? Everybody's always entertained when the fat guy melts
but
down.
But you know what? This time it ain't me that did it. It's not me. You know?
No, it wasn't.
It's true.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. All right, Shaggy. It was you.
It was you.
You kind of look like Shaggy. Hey. Huh? You kind of look like Shaggy too.
It actually feels good to be on this side or that side of the shotgun.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I'm getting entertained out of this, like the damn listeners.
All right, so now we've got another video that we're going to go to, or are we up on a break?
No, we got 5 minutes.
Let's go to break right now. I need a break.
All right.
Let's go to mother effing break for the love of pizza. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And when you go out and you win a college football championship and you get an invite to the White House,
mm-hmm.
you are expecting a 5-star treatment, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Wrong. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio.
Ain't even a hooker?
Look at yourself. Take a long look. I used to be just like you. I'd open my phone, download this show, sit in a corner, and listen, like, and laugh. Yeah, I was you once. Until that fateful day, my life changed, and I said, enough is enough.
Turn the mics back on. Stop the commercial. I don't give a damn. What do you wait? No, screw this.
What?
You son of a bitch. What do you mean? It's been a joke the whole time.
Breaking news, whatever it feels like.
Ain't
breaking.
No freaking breaking news. F the damn thing. Invite your friends and listen to the show. Blah, blah, blah.
Who's this segment brought to us by?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, hold on.
Thank you, DM.
Don't mess
that's
up
good.
The money now.
That's
come
good,
on, man.
Come on, man. Oh, this portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn, where this conversation will continue.
My dogs need treats. You better get that money.
If you guys can hear what happens when the mics are off.
Please explain what happened when we went to commercial right now.
My chest is tight.
Your chest is tight.
My nipples is hard.
Please explain what happened while we were...
So as we went to break, DT removes his headphones. Was like, dude.
Which is what we normally do in a break, is that we take our headphones off
but
and we
the
have...
But the guys didn't want to remove his headphones.
I didn't because I know you guys are talking about that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll pull the curtain back. After the first break... After I have first dropped the bombshell of me having a baby on the first break, DA and I removed our headphones while we were playing, I want to say, Wake Me Up Before I Go-Go.
And you know what's funny? We didn't even cut. I think
yeah,
it's
we
on.
Didn't have the, it was all during the music. It was an all music break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so DA looks over to me and said, hey, are you egging us right now? And I was like, yeah, of course I'm egging you guys. And so I assumed that Corey heard this, but Corey was still searching for the commercials and everything, so he wasn't paying attention, and he didn't have his headphones off. So when we go to break this time, I'm like, hey, you guys know this is a joke, right? I'm just doing this for the show. Like, this is funny as hell. Like, Corey's getting mad. And Corey's like, I'm not taking my headphones. I was like, Corey, you know this is a joke, right? Like, I would have told you before the show started.
And then I hit the floor.
Oh, yeah.
He said he would. He did say he would.
Yeah, hey, the moment. Hey,
about an earthquake in Phoenix.
The moment I said it was. That's when Corey was like, nope, cut the mics back on. Cut it on.
Yeah, because if I'm going to have a meltdown, we're going to make a good radio. I'm
doing it live.
I'm not an idiot, but still, I told you that if it was a joke, I was going to be pissed. That is the one thing you don't joke about. You having a baby and child touching is the two things that can never be joked about on this show. My heart can't take it.
He did both, too.
You bet. I did both today.
He's talking about child touching.
I did.
I can't. Those are the two things I can't. Look up on the wall. It's written there. Don't touch a child. Don't have a child.
I and never noticed that.
And you said,
it is. I'm sorry.
And GT, you said, I'm turning 30 so I can do the dirty. No, yeah. I changed that. Remember, I said you can't take the dive until 35.
Oh, right. You're right.
Oh, yeah. This is not fun for me.
I got five
more
years.
This is not a fun show. You guys are sitting there just arcing loads across the room. I'm sitting there staring down the barrel of the end of an era.
We're arcing them on your hat.
I'm sitting here typing up my farewell speech.
I'm sorry.
That is not funny.
I'm sorry, Papa Bear.
False alarm.
So you're afraid of change.
Check it out, though.
No, I'm not afraid of change, D.A. The thing is that the whole idea of someone that occupies that chair mm-hmm. having a child has ruined things, and that still hurts today, and I don't want to relive that pain. It has absolutely nothing to do with me accepting change. I mean, look at the change that we have in here. We've got new lights. Mm-hmm. We got camera settings. We were spending $3,000 on new stuff here and there.
We got
booty-os.
So
and we got a machine that throws a dog treat at the dog.
So I have a question then, Corey.
Sure, I'll entertain a question. Why not?
So at what point am I able to build a family?
When I say so, damn.
No, because like,
okay,
I understand your fear, but at right. the same time, I'm not those other people.
You're right.
And you got to give me a chance.
Okay.
All right. Because I've proven you time and time again that I am for this show.
You are.
For
you
this
have.
Company.
Speak you have. On it. You have. And you are absolutely 100% right. And I know that I cannot have the expectation upon you to impede that much into your professional life. The only thing that I would hope, because I know what's going to happen. I know I want you to get married. I want you to have kids.
No, you don't.
I really, shut up. I want you to get married. I want you to have kids. I do. And I know that's what's going to happen. I know it's going to happen, but don't tell me on the air like this, baby.
No,
don't
no.
break it to me like this on the air. My heart can't.
Well, that's why I thought you knew it was a joke, because I have that much respect for you that, like, if this was real, I would have came to you beforehand like, hey, Corey, I have some major changes going in my life. I need to talk with you because I don't want this to affect our friendship, our relationship, and our partnership. I want to make sure that I do this the right way so that we can continue having a lucrative business friendship and a personal friendship.
Yeah, but
as well.
I am so far removed from what's real and what's not anymore, man. I don't. And you know what? I'm sorry that I melted down, but at least I got it out the way.
But it's so much
true, better. True, true.
It's so much better. It's so much better when you do it on the radio, on the air. Don't do it. Don't tell him behind the door.
Yeah. No, if it's real, he's got to tell me, because I've got to have time. And then you know what? And you know what? I lied. I'm going to take care of a little baby. I tried to take care of the last one before the other one came and really ruined it.
True.
That is true.
You guys don't understand what I just relived in the last 52 minutes of this show.
I kind
of
understand, and it was entertaining.
Would you be the godfather now?
No.
Still?
I'm done. I can't. I can't.
But
I
you
can't.
Would give him a gift, though.
I would give him a gift. I'd show up at the wedding. I wouldn't be a best man, but I'd show up.
You wouldn't be the best man.
And you would have to be there too, little D.
Of course, I want me to DJ.
Because
I got to be
there. He right. He might be the DJ.
Well, you got to be at the ceremony too, because the moment that passed, to say if there's anyone that objects.
Oh, I thought we were talking about his girl giving childbirth. I'm like, there's going to be a DJ in that room? I'm with it.
Once I get married, bro, I'm having a DJ full time. Little D's just going to be on a skateboard following me everywhere I go. Just DJ all the themes of my life.
No, it's 2019. He can't be on a skateboard. He's going to be on one of those hoverboards.
Oh, right? Yeah, you're right. One of those hoverboards. Yeah.
I can't. This was a bad dated joke. This is so bad. And you know what? Even if it's not a joke, DJ, please just let it continue being a joke. My heart can't take it. I'm sorry. I am battered. I'm bruised. I'm still hurt. I'm still scored. I'm still broken.
You must be a Suns fan.
I can't.
That too.
Yeah, 97 to 131.
Oh, my God.
But I keep going back.
You got to. You part of the damn team.
I can't. Now, I will give it to you, DT. This is a good radio, but I can't do it, man.
It was a little too good.
It was way too good. It was way too good for me.
It shot up his ratings and his heartbeat.
And his cholesterol. And his cholesterol.
Oh, man. I swear I had 3 or 4 heart attacks in the first 2 segments.
But you had a good nut, though?
No.
Did you have a good nut?
I saw it in your eyes. You look a little lost.
I was hurt. All that pain that you weren't here for.
Yeah.
resurfaced. I ain't dealt with it yet. No, I study psychology so I can diagnose myself.
And speaking of psychology, why do I thrive off of others' emotional hurt?
Again, this ain't about you. This is about the fact that we need to keep him childless for a couple. Hey, at least until the 300 is signed.
Okay.
At least until the 300 is signed. That's all I'm asking.
Deal.
And then after that, until the one MIL is signed. Okay. When the one MIL is signed, nuts everywhere. You just nut everywhere if you want.
On the secretaries.
Right. No. Well, you can nut on the secretaries because the BDB Radio Network secretaries are going to be all guys. I ain't dealing with that. I've already told BDB Radio Network, when we go large, it's all gay dudes.
What's the dude?
You gotta be kidding me.
What's the dude from
Not House with of Cards? You in there.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, have you heard of Kevin Spacey? It works that way too.
Well, I don't care. All I say is that they don't file sexual harassment suits as quickly as the others.
As quickly, I'll give you that.
Okay, so.
Yeah, because Terry Crews got molested and it took how many years for him to come forth?
It took a lot. Like, he did a couple Fridays.
Gemma Model, that ain't funny. Uncle Corey's got a funny ring to it. No, it don't.
Hey, it does.
I don't need you palling over this right
Uncle
now,
Uncle Corey
Model.
In the house.
Uncle Corey.
Screw that. This is not okay. All right. Now, can we resent? I said I was going to be mad. I'm still mad.
I'm mad
that it was a joke, and I'm mad that it wasn't a joke.
Oh, so you're just mad.
So I'm just mad.
Either way, you're just mad. Well, damn it. Take 20s and call me in the morning.
Okay, I want to dig into that McTrump.
I'm sure everybody probably knows, but let me.
I don't. I ain't even watched no kind
set
of
the tape. Set the table a little bit, if you will.
I see what you did. Set the table.
What the backstory is. So I have the details, but I'll let you set it.
You
up
know, Clemson. I need a break. You know, Clemson whooped Alabama in the championship.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So for whatever reason, Clemson went to the White House because I guess that's what every championship team does. Mm-hmm. And Trump, out of his own pocket, supplied McDonald's and French fries from various places.
Let me pause right there. This fool literally just said that he procured.
Yes.
But he said McDonald's and French fries from various places.
No.
I didn't know. How many places sell McDonald's besides?
If you read into it, he supplied Big Macs and flail fishes, and the fries weren't just from McDonald's.
No.
There were fries from various places.
If you look into it, there were also Taco Bell, Wendy's. Burger King?
I didn't even know that part.
Obviously, you didn't do your research, my brother.
I just thought it was the fries. I didn't know.
Trump, we set the table for us.
Trump catered. Trump catered in. McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King.
I didn't hear Taco Bell though.
That was Taco Bell.
But keep going.
Okay,
I saw some tacos.
Now
no so, Ruth Chris.
So what was it? The Crimson Tide, or what? Where are they from? Do we know?
It's Clemson.
Clemson. Chris. Oh. So.
Clemson Tigers.
So
I want to say.
Clementine. Right? Tide Pods.
I have no clue.
The Clementine Tide Pods won the national championship and was invited to the White House, right? Mm-hmm. Which is something that they do, right?
I guess the winner always goes. I never knew about football. I know professional sports usually goes. I didn't know about football.
Yeah, because I remember that whole thing about somebody not going, you know what
I mean?
The
Warriors.
Yeah, somebody that they didn't want to go. And I think LeBron didn't want to go 1 year or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, so you didn't work. This is my thought about it. And we ain't a political show, and I'm telling people that right now, because every time we mention Trump, people that are Trump supporters get mad at us, and people that are Trump haters get mad at us that we don't hate on Trump, and then people get mad at us that we don't love on Trump. Hey, we try to play it right down the middle, folks. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way that we try to do it.
I'm just trying to love on this McDonald's.
Because we're just trying to keep it, you know, we're trying to keep it light, other than the first 58 minutes of the show where it was pretty much all heart attack. So you just won this championship that you worked your ass off for, what, the last 9 months? Or so of your athletic,
training.
your collegiate athletic career.
Yeah.
Right. And then you are invited to the place of all places where prestige reigns supreme.
Mm-hmm.
See what he did there?
Reigns.
And you walk into this building that is hundreds of years old, where moments of history have taken place that have set this country on the path that it's on now, whether you agree with the path or not. Mm-hmm. Those decisions were made in this house.
He's talking about Monica Lewinsky, by the way.
Mm.
Oh, speaking of that.
and you walk in to a room.
I'm just sorry because he joined at the wrong time. He just did that little random time. He said,
oh, man. Speaking of that.
Like, just totally derailed your whole story. And was just like, oh, yeah. Speaking of that, like, that
I
was. Just,
I have comedic, lost complete control.
Comedic gold right there.
That was comedic all right. gold. All right. And you walk into this room having won this championship.
Uh-huh.
Invited by the White House.
Yeah.
And you were served McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever been to an event where it's catered by a fast food joint.
Mm-mm. Nah.
If you ever go, that food is cold.
I bet.
There isn't one McDonald's, one Wendy's, or one Burger King that has a heat lamp large enough to keep the food cold. Why? Because Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's are not catering companies.
Nope.
They want that.
They are designed... They are, that's how you know you're preaching when you got that extra end. Mm-hmm. They are designed to put your meal in a paper sack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hand it to you through a window.
Wow.
And you drive off and consume your high caloric dinner. Mm-hmm. McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King are not designed.
Say it again, Pastor.
Are not. Designed
okay.
to cater a backyard picnic. They're not designed to cater a tailgate party. They're not designed to cater one of Lil D's badass little girl birthday party. By the way, that's a whole lot of pink that was at that last party. Just want to get that out there. They're not designed to do any of that.
No.
Let alone cater a White House dinner. Now, DT, you made a very good point. Trump said he paid for this out of his pocket. Now, I'm not going to call the obvious, but I'm going to call the obvious right now. When you're worth billions.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Wouldn't you have the resources to do better than cold-ass, stale-breaded fast food hamburgers?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
At least.
Hey, I was just going to say, and Chick-fil-A... is designed for catering.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, Honey Bear's barbecue could have been flown in the I've been to Washington, D.C.
You're going
to
say
I know.
Miss C. Miss C.
That would have been some fire. That would have been some fire. That corn.
I've been to Washington, D.C. There are some amazing catering companies in Washington, D.C. in the Glover Park area. I've walked in front of their building. I've smelt their food. He could have done anything better than fast food. Now, these are college kids. Yes, they live on fast food. Yeah. They could have stayed at the dorms and had fast food, Trump.
Right.
They come to the White House. They expect something. I don't give a damn if the government is shut down, then you know what? You defer them off and let them go and don't have them there then.
Yeah.
That's an embarrassment.
Now, Corey, you brought up something. You said if he's a billionaire.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, he should have the resources to provide something better than fast food.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little story. Every time I go to fast food restaurants, I see these like dudes who look like they have a lot of money.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And every time I see these dudes,
Lil D, get off your phone.
I always notice that they always order the same type of meal.
Yes.
They order the kids' meal.
Oh. wait, hold on. That was a buzzer.
Because it's cheaper.
Okay.
And they get a decent sized meal.
That one hamburger.
You don't eat a lot. They're not gluttonous.
Yeah, and then you get don't the apples too.
But
and a toy.
I actually asked one.
You got kids.
I actually asked one.
Okay.
I said, Sir. Why do you guys buy like these cheap why do you buy the meal? Why not just buy the regular, $10 meal and everything? He's like, well, don't spend all your money. That's how the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor.
Right? I see where you're going.
So, okay. Trump spent his money with the cheap fast food instead of spending his billions on catering real food because he wanted to stay rich. Forget these college kids.
Okay, I understand that. And your theory, your logic is sound. But that same millionaire that you saw at McDonald's ain't currently the president of the United States.
True.
And when you're the president of the United States, you got to come in a certain way, because it's bad enough everybody's already laughing at us. And now you're just feeding your winning football team McDonald's.
Devil's advocate.
Hey. And then not only that, he had photographers in there.
What if those kids requested, hey, what if Trump even said, like, hey, what was y'all like? And the team got together and said, shoosh, we smashed McDonald's.
Yo, just give us some fo-fo-fos.
Get fo-fo-fos.
There is no record of that ever happening. And here's the thing. These kids then went out. They didn't brush their teeth, comb their hair, clip their toenails, wore suits to walk in.
With clip-on ties.
To walk in and eat McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King.
I can go for some of all of that.
Hey,
right now.
Whoa.
Not in the White House.
Hey, I've gone to funerals, and right after funerals, with my hair pressed and my shirt combed, I've gone to McDonald's like it was my home.
Those weren't black funerals.
With your hair pressed and my shirt combed.
What's funny about that?
DA, let's go to break before DA gets, let's go to break before DA gets stabbed in the jugular. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, there's a new TV show in this last segment called The Masked Singer. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Lil D, have you?
Nuh-uh.
You know what? One day you're going to get a little bit of culture. Just a little bit.
I got culture.
You ain't got. What's The Masked Singer then? Very good. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this Fat Guy Radio Show. Some skin.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Afterburn. She black. Shut the fuck up.
Well, they describe her with a big bushy curly hair that would never sit right.
Her vitamin Granger?
After years, after everything wrapped up, J.K. Rowling said, yo,
I'm going to hit my mic.
Grant started talking about Harry Potter and started waving the pencil like he's Harry Potter.
Hold on.
Wingardium Leviosa.
It's Leviosa.
Leviosa.
He's also turgent under the console right now.
Turgent?
God.
Oh, you who the f- says turgent?
I do.
That's why you don't get. Yo, I'm so turgent right now.
Oh, wait, girl,
are you saying I need to wash my clothes?
Oh, girl, you got me downy right now.
Ooh, my tide is so throbbing right now.
Damn, girl, I'm fabuloso.
Said fabuloso.
Hey, I'm from the south side. We got that cheap detergent, bro.
I don't understand Snuggles. What's fabuloso?
It's a Mexican detergent.
Oh.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Speaking of babies, had to get my baby in the end of that commercial there. Good Lord.
You know, I just realized, I know it's from Dragon Ball Z. I didn't know it wasn't from the actual Dragon Ball Z. He was imitating Dragon Ball Z.
Are you talking about the Afterburn clip we just heard?
No, the muffin button.
Oh, this?
Where did you get that muffin? Yeah. Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Yeah, because that's not Goku.
I think he was 10 when he recorded that.
Yeah, because that's not Goku. Because no? Goku was like, did I get this muffin?
But you know where you can eat muffins?
Where?
At my house.
On a purple mattress. With ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by... You gonna get it one day. This portion of the show is brought to you by the world's most comfortable crash pad. He did it last segment. He didn't do it this segment. Right over. Jeff Dunham. The world's most comfortable crash pad. Purple mattress. And for a limited time, Purple is giving away a free Purple product with any mattress purchase. Choose from sheets, pillows, sheet cushions, and more. Get started today by clicking the Purple mattress banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Purple mattress. The ass that I'm going to kick at the end of this show will love it. Hey, hold on. Lil D's stripping. Let's go to his live shot there. No, can't do it.
Too sexy for my sweater.
Can't do it.
Too sexy for my
can't
sweater.
Can't do it because you know what happened. Oh. Yo, ladies, cronies.
Somebody might, you know.
Might be Ashley Key. All right, boys, let me tell you about this new show.
I know what it is.
What is it, Lil D?
Celebrity King.
All right, very good.
Now, I know what it's about, though.
You can go sleep now. The there is a new show on Fox called The Masked Singer.
There it is.
The Masked Murderer.
And me and AJ are all in on this show, even though it drives us insane. Have you heard of this show, D.A.?
I heard of it. I haven't watched it yet.
I heard of
it. Okay, The Masked Singer, basically, and to summarize it up, is that they put celebrities in these elaborate costumes, and the celebrities go out and they perform on the stage, and it's like they put two different characters up against each other. Mm-hmm. And each character, believe it or not, we learned, is somewhat a sign of who's inside the costume.
Okay.
So they put up two characters against each other to sing, battle it out, and then the audience votes on who goes on to sing again and who has to who's going to be in the bottom three. So they have three pairs of celebrities that perform each show. But at the end of the show, the bottom three, the judges select, by the way, the judges are
Kim Jong-il.
No, not Kim Jong-il, but that Chinese guy.
I think it's like Jin-ung.
Ken Jung or something like that.
Yeah. From The Hangover.
Yeah.
Some girl that no one knows about. Carmen Electra, who hasn't been relevant in 45
Carmen
years.
Carmen Electra?
Ooh. And Robin Thicke.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Those are the four judges. Yeah. And then it's hosted by, take a wild guess,
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
Hey, by the way, have he gotten Paula Patton back yet, or she just gone?
She gone.
She gone. That's why he hosting this show.
Her and that neck.
So they come out, they sing it, and then the last three, the judges decide.
Thick neck, bro.
She don't have a thick neck.
She be doing chin-ups, bro.
You ain't choking that one.
Hey, are you leave Paula Patton Giraffe out of this? Here's the
She wears scarves in all her movies.
I know.
Choke me. For where the clamps? Give me the jaws of life. Come on, bitch, your neck too thick.
All right, so Paula.
Pull over, bitch, that neck too fat. Do, do, pull over, bitch, that neck too fat. Do, do.
Oh,
bro, her neck look like Goldberg, bro. I'm so sorry. But damn, I'm picturing her neck now. I'm having nightmares. All right, so
it's a mess. So the Tigers come out, and then the bottom three, the judges vote one of the bottom three off, and whoever they vote off has to reveal themselves.
Okay.
So they've already had two shows, and two celebrities have revealed themselves. I wanted to bring three performances to you guys. Two of them are the ones that have been voted off that we already know who they are.
Uh-huh.
But then one has not been voted off, and I have an idea who that person is. But I wanted to see if you can tell who the person is.
Bring it on. I'm in the list.
All right. So this one is called, this character is called the Pineapple. Are we ready on this track here?
Is this video?
This is video, but it's, no, it's not video that we're going to stream here. It's just going to be audio. This is called The Pineapple, and he is performing I Will Survive. We'll play a little bit of this, and tell me if you can pick out.
Is this one already voted off?
This is one that's already gone.
Okay.
So if you've seen it, you've kind of.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Yeah, so this is.
At first I was afraid I was paralyzed.
Bring the level down. Let it in. There you go.
Never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you've done me wrong. I got strong. I learned how to carry.
This is the Masked Singer from Fox Network. Hopefully we don't get dumped off of Facebook. Any idea yet?
No clue.
You said it's a pineapple, so I'm going to go with SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's a guy in a pineapple costume. I'll show you. You guys can see.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, that was great.
SpongeBob.
Oh, you can't see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Oh, sorry.
Oh, man. Who is that?
He sounds drunk.
Yeah. Now, number one, he's really, really over auto-tuned because he can't sing.
That's auto-tune.
Second, you be back to bother me,
so now go. Walk out that door. That does not sound auto-tuned.
He's auto-tuned. You're not welcome anymore. Yeah, he's live, performance auto-tune.
I need you to tell me, because I picture his face, but I can't think of his name.
He sounds drunk.
Do you have any idea?
No.
Lil D?
Like,
oh,
Who?
No, Vince Vaughn. Not Vince Vaughn.
But you said the suits have something to do with the character, right?
Yeah, he's a pineapple.
He's a pineapple.
Oh, I want to see.
Now, it's going to be kind of difficult for you guys to do this on the show right now because on the Masked Singer, the actual broadcast, they give a lot more clues as to who it is.
Okay.
But we know who this person is. We revealed who this person is. This was from episode 2, and it's a pineapple.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You got me.
Comedian Tommy Chung.
Okay, see, that sounds like him. It sounds like him. Yes. I can hear the stoner.
I was thinking that 70s show the whole time.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I can't think of his name.
Pineapple. Pineapple Express.
Okay.
You see? Yeah. All right. So that was the pineapple. I won't go to this one. I'm going to go to this one. This guy, this is the hippo who's performing My Prerogative. He was also eliminated. I think Dite will probably be able to figure out who
if
this
it's
is.
A hippo, I'm going Corey. I don't even need to hear it.
Oh, I already know.
Hey, DA.
Yeah?
Run. All right, here we go. Now, if it sounds like he's not really singing and giving good effort, it's because he's not. So I'm going to tell you, I'll give you a clue. This is not a professional singer.
Oh, then I know who it is.
Nor an actor.
I know who it is.
Who do you think it is?
Milli Vanilli. He's not actually singing.
I'm just going to give you one of these because I want to.
I don't need permission. Singing is okay. I wouldn't say professional singer. That's my
prerogative. Listen. Say I'm crazy.
Athlete.
Now those voices that you hear are the judges commenting as he's performing.
I assume much. Yeah.
All right, I'll show you the hippo. He looks like a little hip hop hippo.
Oh yeah, that's sexy hippo.
And you say the costume has to do with their character.
It has a little bit of something to do with who they are.
So Shaq.
You're thinking Shaq?
Shaq, bro.
Yeah, Shaq can't. Shaq wouldn't sound that
good. He said, but they don't sing or. He's not
a singer. And that lady did say he sounds like an athlete, but.
Plus, Shaq is way bigger than that hippo.
And Shaq's voice is way deeper than that.
That's true.
I'm going to have to look up who the hippo is because I forgot, but he is an athlete.
It almost sounds like Antonio Brown.
It's Antonio Brown or.
Or Le'Veon Bell.
What's the dude on the Giants? Or
Odell Beckham?
Who did you say you think it is?
I say it sounds like Antonio Brown.
All right, let's hear a little bit more. He's doing the
hippo's moving his legs like he's
doing the Fortnite dances.
Oh, then it's Antonio Brown.
Or Odell Beckham.
No, because that's Antonio Brown. That's Antonio Brown's move.
And that's not the Fortnite dance. That's JB Black Boys.
Yeah, or whatever. Antonio Brown has a commercial where he teaches people how to do the move.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, if he's doing the move on stage and it's an athlete,
I'm co-signing.
It has to be Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Finally. It was Antonio Brown.
Good job.
It was Antonio Brown.
The move.
The dance is what gave it away. Yeah.
I mean, it sounded like him, but like it kind of is muffled, especially with the levels we're watching.
So what does that have to do with the hippo?
I don't know why they put him in a hippo suit.
Yeah, I don't get that.
They put him in a hip-hop hippo suit.
Is it because he was, like, holding his team back with his fat paycheck?
Maybe so,
but when they did, like, the pre-roll for him, they had, like, him pouring orange juice. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
O.J. Simpson.
And then they had, like, his birthday on a license plate from the state he was born in. So those are the kind of the clues that they kind of give you. Now, this one, the last one that we're going to play is the B. The B. Now, the bee has not been revealed. No one knows who the bee is. Now, there are speculations. And, of course, like anything on the internet, there are jagaloons out there like Little D that try to ruin it. So there's a whole lot of speculation about who's who under the mask.
Okay.
And, of course, I've got my little speculation as well. Like, you know, I don't think the celebrities are really in there. the whole time. You know what I mean?
Oh, so they don't do like an unmasking?
They do an unmasking at the end of the show. So far, the only two celebrities that have been unmasked is Tommy Chong and Antonio Brown.
Because I was going to say,
because there's only been two episodes.
Celebrities got a lot of time on their hands to be doing a show like this.
And that's what I'm thinking. Soldier what celebrity Boy. Is going to have that much time? Especially the A-list celebrities that they're... Now, I don't think Tommy Chong is that... He's high of a celebrity.
No. Neither is Antonio Brown.
Well, Antonio Brown should have been playing football. When was this taped?
He wasn't working.
But my kid AJ said that Antonio Brown.
No, he played. It wasn't. He played.
Oh, I thought he wasn't playing.
No, that was Le'Veon Bell who didn't play at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is the one. This is the last one that we don't know who the singer is. She's in a bee costume. Mm-hmm. We know that it's a woman because we can see boobies.
Mariah Carey.
Now, I have a very, very strong opinion as to who I think this is. And we're going to all register it. Now, this person, I believe we won't know for quite some time.
Yeah.
Because of the way that this character performs.
Okay.
But I'm going to, don't give your guesses at first.
I already did.
Talk over it a little bit, but don't give me your guesses at first. But tell me if you don't recognize.
What's their costume?
They're a bee. And then I'll show you
the. It wasn't just calling them a bee, it's an actual bee.
She's singing Chandelier by Sia. There's the bee. I'll push it down.
Oh, bee.
Now listen. And if we get. And it's at the end of the show, so if we get kicked off Facebook, I'm sorry. But I gotta let this one play. Feel the love. Listen. Feel the
love. Nice.
Keep listening.
It's a guy.
No, it's a girl. It's a girl that's singing.
I recognize the voice.
Come on. Oh my God. She's dressed like a bee, a beautiful, elegant yellow bee.
Giving me goosebumps.
I don't know who that lady is, but she keeps talking. And that's all that they perform, a minute and a half.
She sounded really good.
She sounded amazing.
Yeah, I don't think it's Mariah anymore.
No.
I have two. I have two guesses.
You have two guesses?
Part of me, I don't know.
I want to write this down because we don't know. Yeah. No one knows yet. They have not eliminated the bee. And the way that she just sang, I don't think she's going to get eliminated anytime soon.
Mm-mm. Well,
so we may not know.
I don't know. Like,
who do you, okay.
I'm going to go with my realistic guess.
I'm going to go with the bee. And we'll post these guests up on FatGuyRadioShow.com news page and put anything on there in years.
Yeah. My realistic guess is Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher? Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Okay. Fran Drescher. Did you have another one?
Shaka Khan.
Shaka? Okay.
Shaka Khan, man.
But I was just messing. That was like a fake guess.
Okay.
But
D.A., after hearing that, who do you think is behind the mask of the bee?
Tiffany Trump.
Who's that? Is that
Trump's
a real person?
Like illegitimate daughter.
Give us a real guess, bro. Come on.
That's my real guess.
We got 2 minutes left, but we're probably 2 minutes over.
Tiffany Trump.
Tiffany Trump.
Google her.
Anybody else?
The girl from Modern Family. I have to ask.
Sofia Vergara?
Yeah.
Okay. Lil D, who do you think it is?
That boy sure can't sing. It's not like a boy.
Okay, well, who do you think? What celebrity do you think it is?
I would think that was either Ellen DeGeneres or the girl from Married with Children, Peg.
Katie Seagal.
Yep.
That's her real name. All right, are you ready for my guess?
Yeah.
My guess is, oh, crap, I just had it at the top of my head, and now my brain just went, Gladys Knight.
Okay.
Ha! Somebody else said, look at this.
Gladys Knight or Tina Turner.
Ooh.
Really? But
dude,
It really sounded like they were trying to sing.
I got people playing in with us.
Gladys Knight.
They said Gladys Knight too.
Listen, listen to the end one more time.
And actually, I have another one.
You have another
because of that part.
Okay,
I they couldn't be a singer.
Diana Ross.
Now, if you could see, you would see that she is short in stature. Diana Ross isn't short.
Oh, okay. I can't. Yeah, I can.
You
see
can't really.
Be.
You can't really.
I'm going see. Off of voice.
Yeah. Can you see color?
You can't see them at all. Okay. You don't know what she's covered from head to toe in this bee costume.
What are the breasts like?
They're. She's in. It's a tight bee suit. So. I don't know. All right, so
Lady K got Gladys or Chaka Khan.
Gladys or Chaka Khan off of the Facebook for Lady K. All right, we're gonna put Lady K in on this as well. All right, this is
so my Chaka does sound is a sound guess apparently because Lady K seconds that Chaka.
Lady K is a second. Okay, so the guesses are: D Tay thinks it's Fran Drescher or Chaka Khan. D A says Tiffany Trump or Sofia Vergara. Little D chimes in with Ellen or Katie Seagal.
And I got somebody else that goes with your guess.
And then I guess Gladys Knight or Tina Turner. Who else?
You got two that's going against with you. With
I got Knight. Two votes for that. So one vote for Chaka Khan and two votes for Gladys Knight. Yep. All right. We'll see. It's going to be deep in the season before this is even revealed.
When does it?
Tamara Arnold off the Facebook says Gladys. We got another vote for Gladys Knight.
When do we find out, you say?
I don't know. Whenever she gets voted off en masse. Oh. D-man. So I'll be watching the show and trending. If you want to watch it, it's on Fox.
Okay.
You can stream it as well. That is all the time that we have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We kind of just went over just a little bit. My apologies for that. But that was just really fun. The Masked Singer, Fox's has absolutely nothing to do with this show. But I'm all in. My kid's all in. You know what I mean? And it's just something to watch on a Monday night.
D-Tay was all in until he said he really wasn't all in with the baby.
Oh, yeah. You know what, D.A.?
Yep. Gotta hit it on the good foot.
Run.
Too hot for the hot tub.
Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by our friends at Target. Start at fatguyradioshow.com/Target for all of your Target needs. And we thank you so much for doing so. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We plumb ran out of time. We were talking about the Masked Singer. Today's show was brought to you by Target. I already said that, Corey. Drop your us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor.
What's up?
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people, already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show when they ask you what's it all about. Look them dead in the eye and scream, baby show. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Nobody fast forwarded this. That was actually me.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Okay, hello, baby. Hello.
El Chapo.
I want to remind you once again, subscribe to our bonus show Afterburn by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.